Welcome to another edition of the show. This is Live Free or Die Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. My name is Lee Rogers. I run the alternative news website, roguegovernment.com. And on today's show, I'm scheduled to have Jim Forsyth on, and he is the meetup coordinator for the Ron Paul HQ New Hampshire meetup group, which is the biggest meetup group here in New Hampshire. And we are going to discuss a lot of the stuff that we are doing up here in New Hampshire in order to get Ron Paul elected. And there's a lot of great stuff that's happening. We, of course, have this Operation Live Free or Die. We have, we have the Tea Party event. We have this Ron Paul blimp that's going to be flying all over the place. And there's lots of great stuff that's happening with the Ron Paul presidential campaign. And I'm really excited about it. I firmly believe that Ron Paul has such a good chance of winning the state. And I think it's just a very well-kept secret by the establishment media with all their rigged polls, their rigged focus groups that do not provide Ron Paul a fair chance to succeed in these polls. There's clearly something going on when you see text message polls with one cell phone per text message vote on the Fox News debates, and Ron Paul wins them overwhelmingly. Not to mention the different internet polls in which Ron Paul just destroys everybody. Clearly, these polls are not being executed in a fair manner. And I think one indication of this, this news story came out just today. This news station up in Anchorage, Alaska, KTUU, they actually conducted a poll asking people, who are you going to vote for the Republican nomination? And the poll came back, and Ron Paul came out on top in Alaska. So Alaska may actually be won by Ron Paul. And I believe that was a fair poll that was conducted up there because it reflects the general sentiment that you see on the internet and on these different text message polls. I mean, you cannot spam a text message poll if they only allow one cell phone for each vote. So unless somebody had 10,000 cell phones and were just continually calling or texting into the text message poll, there's absolutely no way that they could have flooded the polls. But I'm very excited about the Ron Paul campaign. I mean, we're approaching the $12 million mark in terms of donations for the campaign. This Tea Party event that is going to take place on December 16th, that should raise, I would say, around somewhere between $6 million and $10 million for the campaign. And that is going to be huge, not only from a media coverage standpoint, but it's also going to be huge for just getting the word out. I mean, you could do a lot with anywhere between $6 to $10 million worth of money. You can continue to put up advertisements. I mean, you could fund all sorts of stuff and really push the campaign to the next level. And all it's going to take is just Ron Paul to win one state, and in particular, New Hampshire. If he can take New Hampshire, his campaign could take off exponentially, because then the stigma of him not being able to win is going to be shattered. And we'll be back on the break. We should have Jim Forsyth on after the commercial. Stay tuned.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Die Wunder dieser Welt werden dir geschenkt. Glück ist nicht käuflich. Sehnsucht bleibt unerreicht. Preisrätsel winken. Nimmer satt. Kein Mitleid für die Mehrheit.
Okay, welcome back to Live Free or Die Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we're having a bit of a hard time getting in touch with Jim. So I'm going to call an audible right now, and we're going to start covering some news. And hopefully we'll be able to get in touch with Jim, and we can discuss the Ron Paul campaign up here in New Hampshire. But in the meantime, let's get into some news here. And let me just go through all this stuff. Actually, first of all, I wanted to talk about, and I was going to talk about this with Jim anyway, but there was actually a debate today. And I didn't hear any mention that there was actually going to be a GOP debate in Iowa today. And it struck me really strange that there was literally almost no mention of this debate today. And the fact that the debate was actually scheduled at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the middle of the afternoon. I mean, how many people are going to watch a major presidential debate when it's aired on a Wednesday afternoon? It doesn't make any sense to me. I mean, if you have a major presidential debate, that debate should be held in prime time where the majority of people can actually watch what these people are saying and doing. But instead, they decide that they're going to have this debate at a very bizarre time. And I actually have debate highlights of, it's pretty much just Ron Paul up on my website, rogarmer.com. If you want to if you want to watch it. There's also a post-debate interview that Ron Paul conducted with CNN. He did an interview with Wolf Blitzer. And I'll tell you one thing about the debate, though. Even though it was a poorly chosen time, they did give Ron Paul ample time to speak. And it was conducted in a much fairer fashion than previous debates, particularly the Fox News debates, where they ask him two questions, and both the questions are derogatory. Or they ask him just a few questions, and they're completely unfair and out of context to the type of stuff that they're asking the other candidates. The recent the CNN YouTube debate, that one was completely ridiculous. All the questions were staged to make Ron Paul look bad. Meanwhile, all the other questions, they give Rudy Giuliani a softball talking about the Yankees and the Red Sox. I mean, who cares about that? I want to talk about real, tangible issues, not about baseball. Who cares about baseball? All the baseball players, they're just on steroids. Who wants to watch a bunch of clowns run around a base path, all jacked up on juice and these drugs? And I'm a baseball fan, but you know what happened to me with baseball? I can't watch it anymore because it's a fraud like everything else in our society. You got a bunch of people who are jacked up on drugs, you know, hitting the baseball around. It doesn't even look real. But just like everything else in our society, our political process, sports, I mean, everything, the monetary system, the media, it's the government, everything, it's all an illusion. Everything is an illusion. And what they're trying to do I'm sure they scheduled this debate at 2 p.m. in the afternoon on a Wednesday intentionally to ensure that the message of Ron Paul does not get out there. I mean, what our explanation could there possibly be for scheduling this very important debate, the final Iowa debate before the major caucus? Why schedule it at such a strange time? Why not schedule it at a time where people can actually watch? But they're afraid of Ron Paul. They're afraid of his message of the Constitution, of freedom, of liberty. They are deathly afraid of it. So they have to hide it in plain view. And sure, they bring Ron Paul on for an interview here or an interview there. But he doesn't get the widespread coverage that all these other candidates get, like the John McCains, like the Rudy Giulianis, like the Mitt Romneys, like the Fred Thompsons. Despite the fact that there is more news and more excitement going on with the Ron Paul campaign than any other presidential campaign in my lifetime. I mean, I'm only 29 years old, and I have not seen a presidential campaign with the amount of excitement, the amount of enthusiasm, as I have seen with this particular presidential campaign. And the media tries to act like it doesn't exist. I mean, what is wrong with these people? Clearly, they are afraid of the message, because the message is a direct threat to the establishment, because he is talking about abolishing the Federal Reserve. He's talking about abolishing the IRS. He's talking about abolishing all sorts of government institutions that inhibit upon individual freedom. And that's what scares these people. They are afraid that a Ron Paul presidency will serve to limit what they can do and limit their power. And it certainly will. It's going to take away a lot of profit for the military-industrial complex when he decides to take all of our troops where they are in the world today and bring them back home. So there are a lot of factors at play as to why he's not getting the media coverage. But you just have to wonder. I mean, you look at what this man stands for, and you have to question the sanity of these people as to why they won't give his presidential candidacy a fair shake. However, if he can win New Hampshire, and I firmly believe that he's got a very good chance of doing so, that's going to shatter this whole paradigm, and they are going to be forced to address him seriously. They won't be able to play these dirty little tricks and have their staged focus groups and their staged polls, because people will have realized by that point in time that all those polls and all those focus groups were a complete fraud. Because they'll realize, well, how is it that Ron Paul won New Hampshire when it said that he only had 8 to 10% in these polls? Hopefully that will get people to wake up from their slumber and say, hey, this guy's got a chance of winning. And instead of voting for one of these other cronies like Romney, Giuliani, or whoever, they'll seriously look at Ron Paul and say, geez, this guy has a chance of winning. And then it'll grow exponentially from there up until the Super Tuesday date. So very exciting stuff. And I'm not sure why we can't get Jim on. So, you know, I'm just going to get right into more news. And maybe there's some sort of miscommunication or what have you. These things happen from time to time doing a live radio show. So let's just call an audible and let's just get into some of this news. Okay? And I pretty much beat the Ron Paul thing to death pretty good. And if we can somehow get a hold of Jim, then we'll go back to that. But in the meantime, let's go over some of the news that came out today. And there was a lot of it. Let's talk about this one. Actually, let's talk about this general topic, because I have a few stories that pertain to this, and that's the economy. I have one story here. This is from the Associated Press. Fed and central banks deal with credit crunch. And it says here, the Federal Reserve on Wednesday announced a novel approach to injecting money into the banking system as it struggles to combat a severe credit crunch that threatens to drag the country into a recession. The Fed said it would conduct two auctions next week where banks could bid for up to $40 billion in loans, money that they will have to bolster their own reserves. It marked the Fed's biggest concentrated effort to inject liquidity into the banking system since the 9/11 terrorist attacks. So basically, you have the Federal Reserve and the central banks that they're going to essentially create more money out of thin air. That's really what this says. And later on the article, let me just go down a little bit. It says here, the Fed linked the new auction process, because they're going to auction all this stuff off. The Fed linked the new auction process to an announcement that it was extending a line of credit in dollars to the European Central Bank and the National Bank of Switzerland so that those institutions could better deal with credit problems in Europe. The Fed said it was also coordinating with the central banks of England and Canada. The efforts are seeking to restore confidence that Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke and his colleagues at the Fed and the monetary authorities in our countries are doing enough to deal with the spreading global credit crisis. Well, you know what? I have zero confidence in any of these institutions and any of these people. Why? Because the whole monetary system is based off of fraud. And it doesn't matter how smart these people are or how many degrees they have or how big and influential these institutions are. The whole system, the foundation of the system, is a complete and total fraud. They create money out of nothing. And like any other fraud, in time, that fraud will be made apparent. And that's what is happening right now. It doesn't matter what sort of magic tricks they try to do in order to stave off this global credit crisis. The fact of the matter is, any fiat currency system in the history of man has gone to zero value. And this one is no exception. I don't care if the fiat currency is stored on computers. I don't care if it's paper notes or tally sticks. It doesn't matter. The system is a complete and total fraud. We need an honest monetary system. That's really the main crux of the problem facing this nation today. We have to break. I got more news on the other side to cover. Stay tuned.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill. It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bed Fan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com, your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. Is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Welcome back to Good for Your Diet Radio, right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And since we had snafu with our guests, I'm just going to have open lines the rest of the night while we cover all this news and information. And if you'd like to call in and comment on the Ron Paul campaign, comment on any of this news, the economy, this news with the CIA torture tapes, I mean, you name it, global warming, anything you want to talk about, that number is 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. 9443. And back to the economy. Okay, I mean, the whole system being based off of fraud means that it is going to unravel at some point in time. And that's really what we are starting to see. I have another news story here talking about how oil actually rose $4 a barrel after the rate cut. There's a rate cut that took place earlier this week, which basically means that more money is going to be created at thin air because it allows lenders to charge less for loans. That's essentially what it means. And of course, banks, according to the regulations set forth by the Federal Reserve and their member banks, can loan out 10 times the amount of money they have on the books. So the cheaper the money, the more people are going to get loans, thus increasing the money supply. And I tell you what, the M3 money supply, when it was being published, that thing was going up in a very, very steep angle. So they had to stop publishing the M3 money supply statistics because it was just getting out of control. They had to hide the amount of money that was being created to stave off fears of inflation. But we see it with the gold price. We see it with independent estimates of what the M3 money supply actually is. And the whole thing is just unraveling. I mean, I had to pay 700 Federal Reserve notes to fill up my oil tank just a few weeks ago. 700 Federal Reserve notes. That's outrageous for the amount of oil my tank holds. Last year, I was paying around, 400 Federal Reserve notes to 500 Federal Reserve notes to fill up my oil tank. And the price has gone up exponentially since that point in time. And it's crazy. This rise in the oil price is just going to serve to squeeze the American middle class. But that's, of course, the plan. The plan is to devalue the currency so that our bank accounts purchase less, and to create a deflation in the housing market so our homes can't be sold for as much, and we can't use our homes as piggy banks. Because the biggest asset for the majority of the American middle class is their home and the equity in their home. And they are trying to take that away from us through their policies by just making more money out of thin air and bailing out these different financial institutions. It's disgusting. And we even have China saying that the falling U.S. dollar is a concern. And that's a story from the American Free Press. All these stories are up on my website, roguemmert.com, if you want to read them in their entirety. So the economy is unraveling. And I was pleased with Ron Paul at the debate today, because he talked extensively about the falling dollar, about the inflation tax, about the fraud of our monetary system. And even though the debate aired at a very odd time, at least he's able to get that message out there. And there was actually the post-debate interview on CNN they did with Wolf Blitzer. He talked about that as well. So, you know, very good stuff there. At least the message is getting out about the fraud of the monetary system. But more and more people are going to ask more and more questions as they start looking at what's going on and realizing that they can't maintain the same standard of living because they're being robbed by the inflationary policies of the Federal Reserve System. But that's what's going on right now. That's the reality of what's happening with the economy. Let's look at some other news stories. We kind of beat the economy news to death, and I'm sure there's going to be more insane, crazy economic news that's going to come out tomorrow. But let's talk about this one. Pope condemns climate change doom prophets. This is from the Daily Mail. And believe it or not, the Pope, okay, I do not like the Roman Catholic Church at all. I think it's a disgusting institution. However, I do agree what the Pope is saying about these climate change prophets of doom. He says here, this is actually from the Daily Mail. Let me just read from it. It says here, Pope Benedict XVI has launched a surprise attack on climate change prophets of doom, warning them that any solutions to global warming must be based on firm evidence and not on dubious ideology. The leader of more than a billion Roman Catholics suggested that fears over man-made emissions, melting the ice caps and causing a wave of unprecedented disasters were nothing more than scaremongering. The German-born pontiff said that while some concerns may be valid, it was vital that the international community base its policies on science rather than the dogma of the environmentalist movement. He's absolutely 110% correct with these statements, because there are all sorts of scientific studies. I covered one yesterday that state that the solar system is getting warmer as a whole, and this global warming has absolutely nothing to do with man-made carbon emissions. It's a complete and total fraud designed to bring in the carbon credit system for the world. We have to break. More news on our side. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains 6 DVDs that contain 10 different programs, 2 books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Radio right here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And on the other side, we're talking about how the Pope is actually condemning these climate change doom prophets, all this propaganda that's being put out there by the military-industrial complex-controlled media that is attempting to convince everybody of this threat that does not exist, that is based upon a fraud, in order to bring in their wonderful global carbon credit system. And even the Pope is coming out against this. You have scientists that actually try to attend the climate change summit in Bali, Indonesia, and they were denied access to the summit. I wonder why. That's because the United Nations and this global government that they're trying to form, all these people that are involved with this, they don't want to hear anything outside the scope of their own propaganda because they have an agenda that they are trying to fulfill, and that agenda represents complete and total enslavement of the world's population. And, of course, they're tying this whole climate change fraud, and they're tying that in with the food shortages. I mean, all of these catastrophic things are going to happen because of climate change. And it seems like every day we see a new story about how some government official is getting up there and claiming that the world is going to end because of man-made carbon emissions. And of course, Al Gore is the front man for all of this hysteria that was first started with his film, A Convenient Lie. I mean An Inconvenient Truth, but it's really a convenient lie, because everything in this crazy world that I'm seeing at this point in time is the exact opposite of how it is portrayed by the government and the mainstream media. I mean, everything's a lie. This climate change thing is a lie. The economy, all based off of a fraud. The presidential debates are staged and phony. They look like a reality TV show, for God's sakes. And I'm getting tired of it. I just want something substantive that I can look at and say, okay, this is real. That's why I am so supportive of the Ron Paul campaign, because there's actually something substantive there. He's actually talking about something real, about freedom, about liberty, and about the Constitution. He's not getting up there and providing all of these phony talking points. He's just telling things or telling us how things actually are and providing real solutions to these problems. All these are people. The problem is they are working inside the system. They're saying they're going to do all these things to make things better, but they're not looking outside the scope of the system. What needs to happen is that we need to have a comprehensive overhaul of the system in order to ensure that it abides by constitutional standards. And that's really the problem that we have here, is because our government has gone completely over the deep end or just out of control. And it's operating completely outside the scope of the Constitution in many respects. I mean, what do we need an FCC for? What do we need the DEA for? What do we need the Department of Homeland Security for? The Department of Education, I could go on and on. The ATF. All this money that's being wasted on unconstitutional government institutions that do nothing but inhibit personal liberty and freedom. And that's really the problem here. And Ron Paul is addressing that. And unfortunately, all these different debates and the news, they don't talk about substantive things. The media is completely out of control. They spend more time focusing on stories of little to no significance. And it's gotten to the point where it's laughable to even get reliable news information from these cable news networks. Most of the stuff they put out there is just blatant propaganda or spin. And yeah, they put out a little bit of the truth because they have to maintain their credibility. But they don't talk about anything real anymore. There's very, very little that is talked about on the establishment media that I can trust and say that's real. And if you actually talk about something that's well researched and well thought out and you connect the dots on what's happening, like, for example, the North American Union. If you talk about that stuff, you are considered a conspiracy theorist. And why? You're just looking at different pieces of information that are publicly available, and you connect the dots and use your brain and use some common sense. It's pretty clear where this thing is headed. But the media, they try to control reality. They try to create an illusion. They try to essentially create this matrix that people are put in. They try to put people into a box. And they've been very successful at doing this for quite some time. Again, American people, the dumbed down American public, they are living in a matrix that has been set up for them by the establishment media, by the government, by the military industrial complex. Because practically everything that I see, it's a lie. The war on terror, climate change, the monetary system. Like I said before, everything, it's either a fraud or it's a lie or it's a misconception. There's nothing real. We're living in an entirely fake society. And I'm just trying to find some sort of reality out here by doing this radio show and operating my website. It's crazy. I know I got off onto a little bit of a rant there, but I mean, literally, we have to fight these bastards in the establishment media, because what they are doing is they are creating an illusion that a lot of people have bought into, all based off of lies. So what we have to do is we have to get out there. We have to get micro-broadcasters up. We have to get people starting up local access TV shows, starting websites, and we have to become the media. And we have to broadcast the truth, kind of like in that movie The Running Man, the Arnold Schwarzenegger film in the 1980s, where they had this game show and the networks broadcast all these lies and propaganda, and they eventually were able to hack into the network and broadcast the truth and expose the lies of the establishment media. And that's really what we got to do. But let's get back into some news. Let's talk about this news regarding the CIA torture tapes. And I have a couple news stories regarding this whole fiasco. Here's one from the Associated Press. It says here, CIA destroyed tapes despite court order. And let me read from it. It says here, the Bush administration was under court order not to discard evidence of detainee torture and abuse months before the CIA destroyed videotapes that revealed some of its harshest interrogation tactics. Normally, that would force the government to defend itself against obstruction allegations. But the CIA may have an out, its clandestine network of overseas prisons. While judges focused on the detention center in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, and tried to guarantee that any evidence of detainee abuse would be preserved, the CIA was performing its toughest questioning half a world away. And by the time President Bush publicly acknowledged the secret prison system, interrogation videotapes of two terrorism suspects had been destroyed. The CIA destroyed the tapes in November 2005. That June, U.S. District Judge Henry H. Kennedy Jr. had ordered the Bush administration to safeguard all evidence and information regarding the torture, mistreatment, and abuse of detainees now at the United States Naval Base at Guantanamo Bay. Now, first of all, I mean, torture itself should not be condoned on any level, and the fact that they would destroy the videotapes, I mean, I don't care about the court order. You know, that's just more fuel to the fire. The fact that they would destroy these videotapes that revealed some of their harshest interrogation tactics shows to me that what they are doing on these videotapes had to have been extremely diabolical and unlawful. I don't think there's any question that these videotapes contained images of people being tortured. I mean, why else would they destroy the tapes? Especially after a court order. By this U.S. District Judge Henry H. Kennedy Jr., that this court order stated that they had to safeguard all evidence and information regarding the torture, mistreatment, and abuse of detainees at Guantanamo Bay. And despite the fact that, okay, well, maybe these interrogations were done in a secret prison halfway around the world, that shouldn't matter. They should have kept these tapes. But they had to destroy the evidence, apparently. I mean, if they were actually doing good things, if they're actually doing lawful interrogations, they wouldn't be hiding these things and destroying tapes. I think it's pretty well documented by this point in time that this administration and these criminals within this administration have supported the use of torture. And again, I've stated this before in the show, you cannot get good information from torture. You cannot get good information from torture. That's just the reality. I don't care how many shows of 24 that you've watched. Okay, that's fiction. Reality dictates that if you torture somebody, they will do whatever it takes to ensure the pain stops. And on top of this, we also have another story. This one's from Politico.com. And the title of this one is CIA Failed to Inform Congress About Tapes. So not only did they defied an order from that U.S. District Judge, but they failed to inform Congress about the destroyed videotapes that contained these so-called harsh interrogations, which I can almost guarantee showed images of torture. So there you have it. I mean, this whole situation is completely insane. And of course, Michael Hayden, the CIA director, he testified behind closed doors to the intelligence committees on both, well, the Senate and the House intelligence committees. So who knows what actually took place behind closed doors. But following the testimony of Michael Hayden, he actually made a brief comment and said that essentially that they could have done a better job at keeping the committee alert and informed over these interrogation tapes or these torture tapes. That's really what they should be calling them, torture tapes. I mean, look at what we did over in Abu Ghraib, and I'm ashamed of what we did over there. That was disgusting. And of course, what did they do? They look at the low level soldiers, and they throw them to the wolves, and the high level officers barely got anything done to them. But that's the state of affairs in the military today. You know, you sell out the low guy on the totem pole, and then the 2 or 3 star general up there chomping at a cigar just gives the order to fry the low level enlisted man. Instead of the officers who should be in charge of every aspect of their area of operation. But no, let's just throw the man on the low end of the totem pole to the wolves. Let's just throw them to the wolves. It's absolutely crazy. Absolutely crazy. Anyway, I'm told we have Jim Forsythe on the line, and let's actually talk to Jim. I guess we're able to get a hold of him. And Jim, are you with us?
Yeah, sorry about that. Sorry about being late.
Oh, that's okay, Jim. Well, we have 15 minutes left in the show, so let's switch gears. Let's talk about the Ron Paul campaign. Now, I know you got this Operation Live Free or Die taking place here yep. in New Hampshire. Can you describe what that's going to entail?
Yeah, so Operation Live Free or Die is a movement to try to get as many liberty-loving folks as we can from across the country to come to New Hampshire as soon as they can, really, sooner the better, and help us, you know, canvass, make phone calls and stuff like that, whatever we can do to get people converted over into voting for Ron Paul for the January 8th primary. This is being run by a guy named Vijay, who was a Google employee. If anybody saw the Google interview that was posted with Ron Paul, this is the guy that came and said that he flew down from Seattle to give his maximum contribution. And that guy's since gone on to go ahead and quit his job at Google, you know, drop everything and come out here and start working for the Ron Paul campaign and then work to get as many people as we can out here. And we've actually already did a fundraiser called Five for Freedom. I forget how many people we had donate, but we raised about $45,000. And that's going to cover housing for people coming in from out of state.
Yeah, that's very good news. One thing that really excites me about what's happening, and I'm sure you've heard about this, but that's a Ron Paul blimp. And I mean, what do you think about the Ron Paul blimp? Do you think that's really going to have a huge impact on what's going to happen here with the primary? I think it's going to have a huge impact.
Well, it's interesting because when that first came out, I was kind of mad because, you know, we're trying to raise money for people to come out here, and I saw that as a terrible waste of money. But I am willing to concede at this point that I've been proved wrong. I mean, they've already gotten quite a bit of publicity out of the blimp, you know, before it even gets off the ground, and I think it's going to get a lot more publicity. And I kind of look at it as, you know, Obama has Oprah on her side, and I think of it as the blimp is you know, what we have. But instead of being some single, you know, famous person, what we have is something that, you know, many, many, many people from across the country donated. You know, it's kind of a symbol of the grassroots support for Dr. Paul. So, you know, that's what I'm going to think of when I see it flying overhead is just how many people chip in to contribute to that, you know, just to get his name out there. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what's really interesting about this blimp is I don't think any of our presidential candidate in history has actually had a blimp, And I guess that the blimp is actually going to be going to different events for his opponents. And I can just imagine seeing like a Ron Paul meetup group at some of these different campaign rallies for his opposition, and then you see a Ron Paul blimp overhead. I think it's going to be very exciting.
Yeah, and I think it's flying into New Hampshire. I want to say it's the 17th. It'll be up in New Hampshire. And then we've got the hopefully people know about the Boston Tea Party on the 16th. You know, there's going to be a big celebration of the Boston Tea Party down in Boston at Faneuil Hall. And that should be really exciting. We have a bunch of people talking. I'll be talking about foreign policy based on my experience in the military. And then Ron Paul's son, will be talking as well about his dad.
Yeah, that's definitely going to be a key event. Hey, Jim, we have to break real quick, but we got a few minutes on the other side, and we'll talk about the Tea Party event and a bunch of other things pertaining to the Ron Paul campaign. This is Live Free or Die Radio, right on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Stay tuned.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our renewable energy solar program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our renewable energy solar system converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
Okay, we're back here. This is Live Free or Die Radio. We're on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm joined in the last segment by Jim Forsythe. He is the meetup coordinator for the biggest Ron Paul meetup group here in New Hampshire. And Jim, can you briefly describe more about the Tea Party event? And also, how much money do you think we're going to raise for the Ron Paul campaign for this big event on December 16th?
Yeah, so the Tea Party fundraiser itself was put together by the same guy who did the November 5th fundraiser, which brought in $4.3 million. That fundraiser had about 17,000 people signed up to do it. This one is closing in on close to 30,000. It seems like, you know, you usually have, for these fundraisers that have gone on, you have about twice as many people donate as sign up. I think some people just don't like to give out their email. So I'm hoping that if we have 30,000 people sign up, you know, maybe 50,000 will donate, $100 each, so maybe 5 million, I'm hoping. Anything above 4.3 million will be great. You know, it could be as high as, you know, 8 million. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed on that one, and, you know, people should keep pushing it. Another thing, too, is that even if people can't donate $100, just donate what you can, because one of the key stats that will get reported is the number of donors and the number of new donors, and that also tends to make really good press. So if everybody can even donate $5, it would really help a lot.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, it's of the utmost importance to donate as much as you can to the Ron Paul campaign, because, I mean, we're in dire straits here, and the more money we can throw at the Ron Paul campaign to help push him forward, especially here in New Hampshire, the better off we'll be. And Jim, what's your take on what's going on the ground here in New Hampshire? I mean, I'm kind of the belief that he's got a real shot at winning the state. I mean, what's your take on this? Do you think he can actually take the state despite all the polls?
I think he can. I think we still got a lot of work to do. From what I've been seeing, knocking on doors and talking to people on the phones, is the vast majority, well, the majority of people at this point are undecided. So he certainly doesn't have the numbers, you know, right now outright to win, but nobody has the numbers right now. There's a lot of people that are still waiting to make up their minds, and that's why we need to get as many people as we can, you know, knocking on doors, making phone calls as soon as we can. Because, you know, once people make up their mind, they tend to not want to switch after that. But, yeah, I mean, it's for the taking. I mean, it's going to be a lot of work, though.
Yeah, there's no question about it. But, you know, I really think that if we can get Ron Paul like around $6 million to $10 million on December 16th, that's going to be a huge push for the campaign, and it's going to generate all sorts of media coverage. And not to mention the blimp and all this other stuff that's going on. It's really exciting. Jim, I know we only got like a minute left. I wish I could have you on for more time. But, I mean, after the New Hampshire primary, assuming that Ron Paul wins New Hampshire primary, I see this whole campaign as taking off and just going further and further exponentially, pick up more and more momentum. I mean, if he wins New Hampshire, do you think we have a real shot at taking him and getting him to win the Republican nomination?
Yeah, I think so. And what I'm interested to see too is Iowa. I mean, everybody's expecting him to do poorly, but now a couple of people said, you know, they think he could come in with a surprise third finish, and a third finish there would make him look, you know, really good. And then, you know, a strong finish in New Hampshire, he's going to be looked at as a top tier candidate, and so we'll have a real shot. Whether we make it or not this election, though, it's really awesome to see the people believe in liberty just starting to get stronger and stronger. So. You know, no matter what happens, we have to keep this going. You know, even if, God forbid, he doesn't make it, that we just keep this going and go on to the next election and build it stronger and stronger.
Absolutely, Jim. Hey, Jim, we'll have to have you on for a full hour so we can discuss more of this, but we're out of time. That's Jim Forsythe. He's the main man behind the biggest Ron Paul meetup group here in New Hampshire. But we're out of time. Stay tuned for Rick Adams. Take care.